started. Now let's talk.
Good afternoon. Today is October 20th, 2023. I am Aaliyah Mary, and I am here with
Mr. Ivan Sims.
Okay, Mr. Sims, I'm here to be asking a couple questions today, and I want to ask, like, your opinion about medicine and how, like, do you think the environment changed on, like, when you was here, when you was younger, and, like, the generation now?
Mm-hmm. It has. Some good, some not so great. Are you talking about the schools in general?
Yes.
Or the community?
The school and the community.
School and community. Okay. Well, when I was coming up, when you got in trouble, you got in trouble. And it wasn't, no, the teacher lying on you, because more oftentimes you did what the teacher said you was doing. As far as school, work was a lot more rigorous. It was a lot more intensive. Less people in the hallways, less tardiness. Anything specific you want to...
Like the police and stuff, like getting in trouble in the community.
Okay. It was, the community's aspect of it was about the same.
I know my phone just...
Community, yeah, I wouldn't say it was the same, but I will say that there has been some things happening in community that probably didn't happen as much, especially in the community. There was a lot of community involvement, meaning that, yeah, if I got in trouble and your mama seen it, your mama got on me, then your mama called my mama, and then my mama got on me, and then my mama got on me. After my mama got on me, then my daddy got on me. So it was like, it was always, you were held accountable for what you did. You just didn't get in trouble, and when somebody saw you do something, they kind of turned a blind eye. Like, you got in trouble and you got in trouble. Yeah, so.
Okay, and is it anything that, like, you miss about the old Madison, like, things around the community that they don't have now?
Yes, we used to have a program called Teen Reach back when I was, like, in the eighth grade. It was called Teen Reach. And what Teen Reach was, it was kind of like 21st Century, but it was on a whole nother level. Well, we went on field trips, we played games, we did homework, but it was more of life lessons that were taught to us while we was there. It wasn't a lot of playing around. We actually learned and had fun at the same time. School-wise, I wish that students would understand that teachers are actually here to help them. There's not one teacher in this building that is not here to help them. We are human beings too. Teachers and staff members here are human beings as well. And they have bad days just like you have bad days. And I don't think some students quite understand that aspect, that we're human beings too. And we make mistakes too. I just had a student today that I had to apologize to because I made a mistake. But that's accountability. We all are human beings. We all gonna make mistakes. But let's work together to be, what's the word I want to use? To make the community better and make the school better. Well, I think we ought to work together to understand that we are all humans and we all going to make mistakes. But we all need to have the grace to be able to learn from the mistakes.
Okay. And I also want to ask, like, do you see, like how the kids act now? And then, like, is there any changes?
Yeah, kids now are a lot more, I don't want to say disrespectful, because not all when they speak, they're a lot more boisterous. They want to know the why. Kind of when I was coming up,
do I turn this some downstairs.
Why wasn't?
Oh, they gave you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I turn it in like on my way out?
We didn't ask questions. Why? We just kind of did what we was told to do. And if we got in trouble, we knew our parents would cover for us because that's what they told us to do. But we didn't ask too many questions why. We just kind of did what we was told to do. Students these days, they ask a lot of whys and why I have to do this and why I have to do that, what's going on, and why I have to do this and why I have to be here and this, that, and the other. Which is not necessarily a bad thing because I think that's okay. But I wish students would do it a little more respected.
Yeah, I left 7,000.
Instead of getting loud and saying disrespectful words, I wish they would be a little more respectful in the in their approach. If they come in with a, with the right approach and they come in, then we can talk. But when you come in yelling at me, we don't get nowhere. And that's the way we were raised. We were raised to talk to people. You know what I mean? We were raised to like respect and say what we needed to say, but within the confines of respect, because we knew how far to go and how far not to go. And I think now we just kind of, students these days, just say how they feel, which is okay, but with no reserve. You gotta be a little reserved, have some reserve, and be it's a word called tact. Be respectful. That's all. That's kind of the biggest difference I see with the students now. And the students back then, like, I even see it in sports. We worked hard. These students, athletes these days, don't really work hard. They just...
they try to make it, like, they think they got to win without working.
Work, exactly. They think it's just going to be, here you go. Here you go, 40
basically
points.
Like they just, yeah. Somebody giving them a handout.
Yeah, here, 40 points today. You just scored 40 points. You ain't have to, no. We actually worked for what we wanted and what we needed. And I think students today don't understand the value of work. Understand the value of really putting in time. They think, I do it one time, I'm supposed to understand it. But things are not always that cut and dry. Sometimes you need multiple times of doing the same thing over. They have some rule that says like 10,000 hours or something like that. It makes you a pro at what you do. So if it takes that long to understand or be a pro at what you do, then you know you got to put in some time. And that's what I think students lack today is just that understanding of work ethic and how hard you really have to work to become somebody.
Okay, and I don't want to have you school, but I got one more question. Is it anybody around Madison or just you growing up, period, that you look up to?
A good question. In Madison, let me see. There was this teacher. She was a PE teacher. Her name was Miss Wells, and she was one of the most influential people in my life here at Madison. She was like my kindergarten, first grade teacher, PE teacher, but she always made sure she found out how I was feeling. Like, I don't know if she did anybody else like that, but every day she would come up to me and ask me, how you doing? And I remember that from kindergarten, first grade.
That's the easiest part. Hardest part is getting that other one down.
One of them grades. But I remember her always saying, how you doing today? Are you doing okay?
So, Gio now fixed
it. Yep. Or I'd be like, nope. And she would always say, well, let's make today a great day. So, Ms. Wells was one of my... biggest influences here at Madison.
Okay, well, that's all for the interview. Thank you,
ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving your opinion about Madison and just what you think about it and how you feel. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.